Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
You mentioned postmodern biblical scholarship. To become a published scholar, you've got to find something new to say. And sometimes the more provocative, the better.
When you hear the sappy music, that's the cue for the Holy Spirit to now descend upon people in the audience to meet them where they're at so that they can make a decision.
The bread that we've earned, which is now, you know, connected with the toil and sin of Adam, the bread of death, comes back to us transformed by God's word as the sacrament of the altar.
The Lord made him lie down in green pastures, led him beside still waters. See, the spiritually blind need a guide, and the Lord was that guide for David and so much more than a guide.
Tucson, Arizona day hikers love listening to Issues, etc.
The received progressive wisdom is, why would anyone want to bring children into this world? In fact, it's lately been argued that to have children is environmental vandalism, that on the cover of Vogue magazine. There is another left-of-center publication, The Atlantic, that took a different view than the typical progressive wisdom on bearing children and bringing children into the world. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon, the 4th of May. We're going to talk about columns in Vogue and The Atlantic on childbearing with Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family. Dr. Michael New will join us to discuss a new report on the success of pro-life legislation at the state level. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on King Hezekiah in 2 Kings 18 and 19. Then in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., the church observes the person and work of Frederick the Wise. On May the 5th, we'll get a biography on Martin Luther's prince and protector from the late Pastor Paul McCain. Joining us to discuss two columns, one in Vogue and the other in The Atlantic on childbearing, Glenn Stanton, Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family, author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, Some on the Left Are Realizing Having More Babies is a Good Idea. Glenn, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Todd.
Why do so many choose to have no children?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Populations are declining and declining at very troubling rates. But I think a lot of it is rooted in the false understanding that we are better citizens of the earth if we have fewer children. And that's just wrong. That's just false. I mean, we have to understand that having children is a good thing. God's command to go forth and multiply, that was not just for back in Genesis. That still holds very, very true today, and demographers are telling us that very thing.
Tell us about an article published in Vogue recently on the question of having children.
Well, it's interesting. I laugh because it was just an absolutely goofy article. The title, I mean, Vogue, okay. The title of the article is Having a Baby in 2021, Pure Environmental Vandalism. And of course, you know, we don't have to wonder what their answer to that is. And yeah, they say, yes, anybody having babies today is just an irresponsible human being. And the crazy thing about it is, I mean, nearly everything in this article gets the facts on the table just absolutely wrong.
So go into a little detail there. What were claiming to be kind of science literate, what was in fact being put forward in the Vogue article?
Well, and the author does exactly that. You know, she's for the scientifically engaged citizen, you know, we have to pay attention to these things. And you know, she got nearly everything wrong. I mean, one of the biggest whoppers was, you know, she says that we have just like 50 or 60 harvests left on the earth before it just completely gives out. And I mean, that's just hyperbole. It's just silly. I mean, the UN reports today that we can produce more than enough food to feed everybody on the planet. It's not an issue of production. It's an issue of distribution. And in fact, I mean, in 2012, there's an academic journal that said we grow enough food today to feed 10 billion people. Now, we have 7.8 billion people on the earth today. So we produce more than enough food to feed everybody. The issue is not that we're exhausting the earth or that the earth can't provide for everybody. We're providing for more people today than we have. And I mean, that's just absolutely remarkable. The other is, and this is the stunning thing, is she talks about our exhausted soil. But there's very, very good data. I mean, the leading data on marking this kind of stuff shows us that we are producing more food today than ever before on less land because of science and technology and just human ingenuity. We are producing more on less today than we ever have. And silly articles like this just gloss over these undeniable facts that I demonstrate in the Federalist article with charts from researchers from Oxford University who measure this stuff very, very carefully.
You also said there was a pretty glaring inconsistency or hypocrisy, perhaps, by the author of the Vogue article in that the author claimed to know how to raise children in an environmentally safe way. Talk about that.
Well, she says that, you know, okay, she says she was feverishly scared to death when she had her first child because of the impact that her child would have on the environment. But she says that she can have kids and the rest of us can't because she cares more, because she is raising an environmentally sensitive child, like whatever that means. You know what? Your child consumes as much as any other child. And it's just absolutely remarkable. And that's what we find from the left oftentimes is this sentimentality. Well, I can be a parent because I care more, because my heart breaks more for the earth. Well, that doesn't save anybody's lives. It's what we actually do. And what we're finding is, and she says, Western children are so consumer oriented, where Eastern children live more in tune with the earth. And that's just absolutely not true, that we are living longer today in Western nations, even with increasing populations, because we are learning to live more in tune with and attune with the environment. I mean, and I talk about this in the piece, that life longevity, people are living longer lives in the West than they are in undeveloped nations because of things like, you know, we cook cleaner. We're not cooking over open fires using coal and wood and things like that. And in fact, deaths because of air pollution have reduced up to 100 times in developed nations compared to undeveloped nations. So again, this is another example of her, again, just getting this data just absolutely perfectly wrong.
There was also an article in The Atlantic. Tell us about that one.
Well, The Atlantic, and this was the gist of my Federalist piece, was you have two very fashionable magazines. You have Vogue saying that it's environmental vandalism to have another child. But then you have The Atlantic, another leftist magazine, where they come out and they're saying that, and this author is much more brilliant and in tune with what the data actually says, she's actually making the case that governments and the American government should pay parents to have kids, because she's recognizing that it's interesting. She recognizes the importance of a stable and growing population to human economies and recognizes that this is very easy to overlook. The subtitle of her piece was, "A nation that doesn't put money into national defense won't have much of a national defense. And a nation that doesn't put money into producing more children will not have more children." So these two articles are from the left, two absolutely opposite takes on the value of children. The Atlantic article gets it right, that a growing, robust population is absolutely essential, and a growing, robust population starts with babies being born tomorrow. And the Vogue article says, oh, no, babies are bad, don't have babies. And so that's my point, is to highlight and illustrate that there seems to be a bit of a crack up on the left on our kids good, our kids bad. There seems to be a conflicting message coming from the left. And actually, that's very good news, with publications like The Atlantic getting the story right, saying, yes, we need to invest in the next generation of babies coming along, because that's what makes our nation great, is growing populations.
So the audiences, or the readership of these two magazines, are, well, they're both on the left. They are somewhat different. Vogue, obviously, a fashion magazine aimed mostly at women, I believe, and The Atlantic with a more general left of center audience. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, you know, simply put, The Atlantic is a bit more thoughtful, although I've been a long, long time reader of The Atlantic, and I think that they've gotten increasingly nutty on stuff from the left. And so, yes, Vogue, that is where Vogue lives, and you know, you're not surprised by them saying having a baby in 2021 is pure environmental vandalism. And you would expect more of a thoughtfulness from The Atlantic here. And I think that's exactly why they have a more reasoned article in talking about the danger of shortchanging parents and the danger of not having enough kids to replace ourselves tomorrow. And so, yeah, they are different magazines, but they're both very, very progressive. And this shows us that on the left, there seems to be an increasing debate as to whether children are actually good or bad. And I think that this article from The Atlantic is a very, very positive sign, particularly from a publication that we haven't seen many positive signs in the last couple of years.
Do you think it signals a crack in the dike for the left, or is this just a one-off from The Atlantic?
You know, that's a very, very good question, Todd. And I think it is the start of a crack in the dike because, I mean, as I say in my Federalist piece, there was some research published this summer in Lancet, the British Medical Journal, and it was funded by the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates. And to their great surprise, they found that the world population is declining much more dramatically and faster than even the UN had figured. And so they're saying, yeah, we are not reproducing ourselves. And people on the left are seeing research like that no, it's not overpopulation that's the problem. It is a dramatic increasing underpopulation that is our problem. And there are people on the left that are honest enough to pay attention and recognize chilling data like that and say, hey, wait, something needs to happen here. And I think this Atlantic piece is the start of Elon Musk. He's another guy, you know, that has highlighted this idea of we need to start producing more of ourselves. And so this article in The Atlantic is, I think, one of the first cracks in that dike. And I think you put it well, in that, yeah, maybe overpopulation is not really the problem. Maybe that was just a straw man, a red herring, and maybe declining population, which the data is very clear, is our most pressing problem. And more people on the left are starting to recognize that. And again, that's a very good sign. They're honest enough to recognize that and admit it.
Even Christians have fallen for the left's argument against having children. What would you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we as Christians, I mean, the first command that God gave humanity is to go forth and multiply. And we think, well, that's a nice Sunday school lesson. That was for way back then. But we still don't need to do that. I mean, demographers are telling us that one of the most significant problems facing humanity is our inability and our unwillingness to reproduce ourselves. And so, yes, God knew what he was doing, and that wasn't just a Genesis 1 nice Sunday school command for way back when. It still holds, and demographers are telling us this, and this is what the Atlantic article is telling us, that governments need to be positioned to encourage their mothers and fathers to go forth and multiply. This is the fascinating thing for me, Todd, as a Christian, is you see what God says, you see what God commanded, and that command still holds, and that secular demographers are saying, essentially, without saying it outright, yeah, God knew what he was talking about. God's command to go forth and multiply applies to every single generation, because the next generation of French, Italian, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, American creators, inventors, doctors, business owners, taxpayers, they just don't show up like the 515 train. You have to be very intentional about creating them. And the two people that create them are called moms and dads.
Glenn Stanton is Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family. He is author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, Some on the Left Are Realizing Having More Babies is a Good Idea. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Glenn, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Good to be with you.
Dr. Michael New will be with us on the other side. We're going to talk about a new report on the success of pro-life legislation at the state level. Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. continues to rank among the top podcasts in Christianity. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will help make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Can you ever hear too much good news? Especially in challenging times, we need to hear how God is working through His church to bring truth, goodness, and beauty to the world. Hi, this is Rahema Kavuga of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Take a break from cable news and find refreshment at interesttime.org, where you can read all about what's happening in places like St. Mark Lutheran Church and School in Kaneohe, Hawaii. Sign up for a free subscription and share with anyone that needs a good boost. Again, that's interesttime.org.
Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas is now enrolling for the coming school year. What makes us unique? A confessional Lutheran school offering a classical education for preschool through 12th grades. Faith Lutheran School features rigorous classes that incorporate a focus on wisdom, truth, virtue, and the historic Christian faith. Live online classes are also available for high school students worldwide. To learn more about Faith Lutheran School or to submit an application, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.